Welcome to the Sunday Night Army podcast, the best local podcast in Windsor, Essex County, Detroit, and wherever. The place for news, entertainment, and music. Here's your host, Jacob.
All right, welcome to the show. I am Jacob, and welcome to another episode in the music series. Now, today I have a fantastic interview, but before we get to all that fun stuff, if you are listening and you want to hear all the music all in one playlist, I have that for you. Top indie playlist on Spotify. Make sure you go save it and just have it on replay. Over 185 tracks from all independent artists, all genres, right there, all in one spot. Now, if you want to support me, one good way of doing that is grabbing some merch. Link in bio, the link tree gets you to the merchandise store on TeePublic, and go pick up a t-shirt, a hoodie. That really helps the show greatly, spreading the word. Tells your friends that you're listening to the show, which is great. And there's about 100 people out there that have bought them in the last 12 months, and I'd love to see who that is. So tag yourselves on any other socials, and so I know. I'd love to see it. And I really do appreciate everybody who have bought and purchased some of these hoodies and t-shirts and all the other fun stuff. Besides that, keep an eye out on all the socials for some major announcements in the next few weeks. It's a good way to find out some cool things that are happening. I'm trying to work on some big things for these artists that come on the show. So always a good thing to be subscribed or following on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok even maybe. And YouTube's still in the works. So check all that out, and we'll see what happens. There's some good announcements coming up. Let's get to today's episode. So let's continue with the music series. Let's go to Indiana for my next guest, Brittany Nicole. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Happy to be here. Happy to have you on the show to talk about your latest track. But we will get to that very, very shortly. First, let's do what I always love doing on their show, is get to know the artist. So let's start there. Let's start, what led you into the music industry?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate you. So I started out in music from a very young age, like a lot of artists. I started out singing in front of people when I was 5 years old. And I actually made my first recording when I was 9. Nice. And I always knew that music was what I wanted to do with my life. And I was fortunate enough, both my parents being in the industry themselves. My dad performed at the Grand Ole Opry. He played with people like Paul Anka, Bobby Goldsboro. Mm-hmm. He was president of a record company in Nashville many years ago, back in the 80s, before I was even a thought. So I had the opportunity to travel and sing with them since I was very little. So throughout my life, you know, I had lots of onstage time, a lot of recording opportunities. And when I was 13, I started writing my own music and really wanted to make a career out of it. So any opportunity that came up, you know, be it choir, be it singing competitions, be it high school plays, or, you know, singing the national anthem at football, basketball games, things like that, I wanted to stay involved. So I actually signed with Light Records when I was 18. I started out in country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, life as it being at a young girl's age, I decided that relationships were more important at that time. Big mistake, right? But yeah, a couple of years later, you know, that relationship ended and I wanted to really focus back on music. So my dad actually was my producer at the time. He did all of my music. I wrote and we progressed towards more of a rock sound. And at that time I was going by the stage name Michaela. And, you know, he ended up developing vascular dementia. So he was no longer able to, you know, play or record any music. So mm-hmm. that was very hard for me. You know, that was back in 2020, the start of the pandemic. So it was kind of a nice pause for me to take kind of a break and see what I really wanted to do. Do I want to continue rock music? Or do I want to get back to me, you know, my roots? And so the birth of Brittany Nicole. I got back to my roots, the country, kind of a pop country sound. and I wanted to use my real name. I didn't want to go by a stage name. So the EP that I released is called I Am Brittany Nicole. And, you know, just really getting back to who I am. And it talks about that in the song Wild Horse, you know, breaking free from a life undone, you know, breaking free from the past. So.
And you just touched on the first thing I wanted to get into, Wild Horse, because it is a track that I've been listening to since I got it. And I get the privilege of listening to the stuff before it comes on the show. So love the track. Very catchy hook, I must say. So it really stays in your head. So it, for everybody knows that's been listening to the show for the last 4 years, knows I how I write is from hooks. And hooks is what gets me into a song. Outside of intros, and this song really hits it really good. So tell me more about Wild Horse, the whole writing process for the song.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was actually my husband introducing me to a childhood friend of his, Drew Dempsey. And Drew Dempsey is from LaPorte, Indiana, and he ended up becoming the studio manager and a producer out at Sunset Sound Recorders in Hollywood, California. Very famous studio. So I was, again, just very fortunate. You know, I really feel like when you're on the right path, you make the right connections. And so I was fortunate enough to be able to go out and record the whole EP at Sunset Sound Recorders. And he put together an all-star team for us. So Justin Andres from The Animals, he's actually from Indiana as well. We had a lot of Indiana folks that we flew out to record. So that was really cool. So Justin Andres is on the track playing bass. We have Carmen Vandenberg from The Bones UK and Jeff Beck. And then we have a couple guys from Indiana, Kevin Keys and Corey Miller. And so the song was actually not written by me, which I am a singer-songwriter, but the song was written by Carmen Vandenberg from The Bones UK, Jeff Beck, Drew Dempsey, and Lyle Roeder. So that collaboration, they wrote the song specifically for me and the things that I was going through at the time, which was really cool because, you know, I took a little bit of a break, you know, from music to figure out what I wanted to do. And during that time, I worked at a corporate job and I hated my life. It was, you know, everybody is always says, I can't picture you at a desk because you are such a free spirit. But I knew it wasn't my life. It was for a time. And so they wrote that song, you know, kind of breaking free from the past. And I ended up leaving that corporate job to focus solely on music. So breaking free, I'm the wild horse, you know, just making my name in the music industry yet again. And so other people are going to relate to this song a bit differently, you know, depending on what you're going through. But I think that's the beauty of this song is that it can relate to so many people and not just one specific thing, like me going through that transition with a job back into the music industry. It can be relationships. It can be, you know, family, you know, breaking free from people in your life that are toxic to you. So yeah, I really love it. I love the hook. They did such a good job with this song. I really, you know, don't think that I could write anything as good as what they came up with.
Well, I think your voice really sends it, sends the message real well, especially in that hook. So good job on that. And I think we should have everybody listen to it and get hooked on it like I did. So here it is. Here's Wild Horse, Brittany Nicole, still here on the show, The Silent Army.
Like a river running, I knew my time had come. Had to get away from a life undone. Oh, now I'm on my own out on the open road. But I don't need no help, I'll make it all alone. Gotta let go,
There you go. That was Wild Horse. Brittany Nicole still here on the show. Now, the song will be added, of course, to the Spotify playlist. Go add it, follow, like, subscribe, all the things that we do. You guys are listening. You already know the playlist is there. Add it to your own playlist if you, you know, add it. Make sure you get some plays. Now, there is an EP for this. I am Brittany Nicole. Is there a theme to this whole EP and how many tracks are on it?
Yeah, so it's really a theme about love. You know, as with a lot of country songs, you go through heartbreaks, you go through, you know, new love, breaking free from, you know, your old life. So that's kind of the theme with three of the tracks on I Am Brittany Nicole. And then we have a cover. It's my own rendition of Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. I was so excited to be able to record this. Not only am I the biggest fan of Led Zeppelin, I wanted to pay tribute to my rock, you know, my rock era. Mm-hmm. But also, that song was actually recorded by Led Zeppelin 50 years ago in the same studio that I recorded my rendition at Sunset Sound Recorders. So
that's crazy.
50 year anniversary. It was super special. Carmen Vandenberg and I, we actually came up with the rendition about an hour before we recorded it. And it took a few attempts, but it was really, really special. It just really came together.
That's awesome. And it's a 4-song EP. That's really good. Now there's, you have a YouTube channel, and going back to Wild Horse, you do have a studio session recorded video for it.
I do. Yeah. We recorded studio sessions for all of the songs. So right now I have out Wild Horse and another single, Heart Another Home. And then at the beginning of the year here, sometime in the beginning of the year, I'm not going to tell you what date yet. We'll leave them anticipating, but mm-hmm. Wish It Was Friday and Whole Lotta Love will be released. So very, very excited.
No, that's awesome. And that's, let's transition to the next thing to follow that up with is, for anybody, knowing what else you're up to in 2024, what else can we look forward to?
Absolutely. So I just landed a booking agent, super excited. And we're going to be booking shows. We're going to start out kind of Midwest area and then branch out from there, but be looking out for shows in your area that will be coming very, very soon this coming year. So you can check out my website, subscribe for my mailing list. You get a free download of Wild Horse this month, the next month for Wild Horse when you sign up for my mailing list. And you can stay up to date with all of the exclusive offers, tour dates, and all of that. And the website is IamBrittanyNicole.com.
That's right. IamBrittanyNicole.com is the website, but there's also a bunch of socials to follow. So if anyone wants to follow your journey, where should they go?
I am all over the place. So you guys can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram. That is I Am Brittany Nicole. I also have a Linktree, which is Linktree Brittany Nicole Official.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. To make it nice and simple for everybody listening, you guys already know Brittany Nicole will be tagged with this episode on all socials. Makes it nice and easy. Click, like, follow, subscribe, play the music, add it to your playlist. That's how we support artists around here. So Brittany Nicole, thank you for coming on the show and sharing your music with me.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.